Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having more fun than the law allows. I am the Small Business Advocate, only one. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance, and be sure while you're there to go check out the body of work that our good buddy Joel Abava has deposited for us, with us, around us, as a member of our Brain Trust for the last many years, over 7 years, coming up on 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and he's our good friend Joel. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about staffing franchise opportunities that has happened. You know, you were talking about earlier, Joel, about the Obamacare and some of the challenges it's created. Everything the government does, whether it works or whether it doesn't work, creates some kind of a ripple in the water that stirs up opportunities, but it also stirs up disruptions sometimes. And so one of the things you were pointing out is that this may be a really good time, not just short term, maybe long term, because of the way the workforce landscape is changing, to look into staffing franchises. And you gave us a few names. We talked about that. So now that, let's say we got somebody on the line, so to speak, who says, okay, I'm listening. I like this. I'd like to look into this, but how do I determine which one of these staffing companies I go with? Which
well,
one
not
of these
only do I want
staffing right. franchisors we do we
right.
go with?
And not only would I want people to listen to my ideas on how to figure out which one is right, but they have to start off with making sure that they know what their role is. A franchisee's role in a link staffing or express personnel type franchise opportunity is one of sales. It is not. Mm-hmm. It is not sitting on the phone in the office.
Mm-hmm.
It is you Monday through Friday, and which is nice, it is a Monday through Friday business. Monday through Friday, you are in and out of your car
mm-hmm.
all day. The word is cold calling, but if you choose a franchisor that understands cold calling, they help you figure it out, and they really train you well.
Well, the main thing is, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm, yeah. whether you cold call or whether you use other methods of prospecting, the thing is what you're saying is this is not just something. I mean, for one thing, you need to be knocking on doors, so to speak. Knocking on doors is metaphorical. You need to be
yeah.
knocking on doors because some people might not be candidates for staffing that
right.
should be, and you need to educate them. So that's one thing. So don't think that you can start a staffing company and sit behind a desk and shuffle people in and out and put people in the right place. You're right. It's a lot of sales involved. What about the due diligence on the franchisor themselves?
The due diligence part is you know choosing two or three in the industry. Just based on looking at their website and maybe doing a search of their reputation, possibly just put the franchisor's name and the word reputation next to it in the search
mm-hmm.
box, and some interesting stuff should come up.
Mm-hmm.
But once you found that and you have sold yourself on the idea that you're going to have to be a real tiger and be very aggressive as a franchisee because of the sales aspect, you need to just make a first contact. And fill out the request form that's usually found on their website, and have a frank conversation with the franchise representative about the opportunity. And you want to listen for things like, yes, we support you. Our training is very, very detailed, and maybe we even do help you manage your payroll, because as you said, Jim, that is huge, and that can take you down fast. If
well,
you don't
that's
have
the thing.
Money in the bank.
This is one of the things that I think, unless there's something going on new that I don't know about, since I knew a little bit about this industry, is you're going to have to manage a lot of cash because you, but your business is basically, your business model is making a margin on top of payroll costs.
Right.
You're going to sell somebody at $20 an hour, and you're going to pay them $15, and you got to pay all your expenses and make a profit out of that $5, if that's what your gross margin is. But regardless, all the people you got going out, that $20 times however many hours, that's how much money you got going. And whether you, the thing I'm wanting to make sure we point out, Joel, is that these people work for you. These staff, staffers,
your payroll,
work for you. They're showing up to work somewhere else, but they're expecting you to make their payroll. And if your customer doesn't pay you, you still have to make their payroll.
That's right. You have to have enough money in the bank to cover that until your client, the mm-hmm. employer, pays you.
Yeah. So it's a capital intensive business. It's a if you don't know how to manage cash flow, then I mean, you believe it or not, this, you know, I hadn't thought about it before, Joel, but you could probably last longer as a retailer and not know about cash flow than you can as a staffing company. What do you
think? Right. Inventory is one thing to manage, but employees coming and going and so many different clients, which is a good problem to have, by the way, because you want a lot of different clients.
Right.
Is very challenging to manage. But, you know, there's fantastic software. And, you know, you ask the franchisor when you're doing your due diligence, ask them what they offer to help you manage.
They should have some programs, because this is not their first rodeo, is it?
That's right.
Joel, I need your website, please.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
TheFranchiseKing.com. Hey, Joel, good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Joel Abava. Ladies and gentlemen, quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Between the two of us, guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.